Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on the very top of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, and this is the very end of the 13th and beginning of the 14th parak of Masechta Shabbos. So first, the end of the 13th. Am Rabbi Abba, Rav Chiya Barashi, Am Rav. Nichnas Salotzi Partachas Knafav. If a bird flies in under your garment and it's not able to leave, you don't have to free it. Yoshev Mishamar Shetachshach. You can sit down and keep it there until Shabbos is over, so you'll have a bird. Masor V'Nachmar Yitzchak Yoshev. We said in our Mishnah that if one guy blocks the deer into the house and then a second guy sits down, even though the first guy gets up and the second guy is the only one left blocking the doorway, the first guy is chai, the second guy is pater. My love, pater av lasser, but doesn't pater mean that it's still usher for him to do that? So shouldn't the same be true about the bird that flies in under your clothing? Lo, pater umater. That in our Mishnah, when we said the second guy is potter, it means that it's mutter for him to stay there. And it's most mistaver that it means potter or mutter, because the Mishnah goes on to compare it to a case of a guy who simply locks his front door even though there was a deer there beforehand. That's got to be mutter. So this is mutter as well. That we learned in our Mishnah, like Rav, that you're allowed to prevent a bird from escaping from underneath your clothing, that that in the case in our Mishnah, the second guy was potter, and we assume it means potter umutter, so that's therefore a raya to this idea that you can keep the bird under your clothing. Lo, says Gemara, not a raya, potter avalaser. Maybe our Mishnah says means potter avalaser. Hamid diktani seifa lamaza domel in all space to shomer and this is shomer v'sachem mechal to potter umutter shema mina. Oh, but the seifa of the Mishnah makes it very clear that the pater in our Mishnah actually means pater or mutter. Now Shmuel brings three places where it says pater and it does not mean aser. Normally in Hilchos Shabbos it always means pater of aser. Three exceptions. Amar Shmuel, kol pater de Shabbos pater of aser, levar mehani tlas to pater or mutter. Three examples that are pater or mutter. Chadaha, one is our Mishnah, the second guy that sits in the doorway and then the first guy gets up is pater, the second guy is pater or mutter. We might the pater or mutter to ktani seif l'mazda dom l'nol, especially shomav nutsi shomav besocho. How do I know it's pater or mutter? Because it compares it to a guy who sits in the guy who locks his door and there happens to be a tzvi in his house. The idach, the second example of a pater where it means pater or mutter is hamafis morsa b'shabbos, a person who pops a pimple on Shabbos. Im asol slapeh, if his intention is to make an opening so that the pus can come out and air can get in, then chayiv, then he's chayiv for bona. He made an opening, a two-way entranceway. Im lahotzi men alecha, but if it's just to get the pus out, but he has no intention of making a pair, of making an opening, so pater, that he's going to be pater for. So that pater is pater umutter. Omi mai de pater umutter. How do you know that means pater umutter? Maybe that's also pater avalaser. No, because the Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Daf Kuf Chav Beis in about 15 blocks from now, that macha shaliyad litol basa kotz, that it's mutter l'chachila to use a needle that you normally use for sewing garments to take out a splinter, because since a splinter is since a machat is a klisha melachta l'iser, and you're using it letzorach kufo, so from the fact that you're allowed to be metaltel a machat in order to remove a splinter, you see that it's mutter to remove a splinter lecherchila on Shabbos, and the reason you're not in violation of a melach of bona, even though you're making a pesach when you're removing the splinter, is because you have no need for a pesach, you just want to get the splinter out. So the making of the Pesach is Melach Hashem Shrich L'Gufa, your pater, and normally Melach Hashem Shrich L'Gufa is pater of Lasser, but over here it's Mutter L'Cherchila because it hurts, and anything that causes you tsar, like a splinter or like a pimple, is going to be pater u mutter. The Idach, and a third example where pater is used, but it actually means mutter, had sod nochash b'Shabbos, someone who traps a snake on Shabbos. Imis asik v'shal yishchanu, pater. If you're dealing with it so that it shouldn't bite you, you're pater. But im l'refua, chayiv. If you trap it in order to use it for some sort of refua, then you're going to be chayiv. So the Brayos explains, umi mai de pater mutter. How do I know that that pater means pater mutter? It's not kofin ka'ara l'ner b'shul shalotechels. B'ka'ara, you can put a kli over a candle so that it doesn't, the fire doesn't latch on to the beam above it. Va'al tsoa, shall katan val akrav shalotishach, and you could put it over a tsoa of tarnagolim in order that that a child doesn't play with it and get messy, and on an akrav in order that it shouldn't bite anybody. So you see that it's mutzal l'chalchila to trap animals that would otherwise damage to prevent them from damaging. Hadran alecha oreg. Now we begin the 14th parak of Maseches Shabbos. The 14th parak deals with three topics. First part is going to talk about trapping, which is a hemshech of the previous parak. Second part is going to talk about the melachos that are asur midrabanan because they look like they're being done for the sake of a weekday. And the third part of the parak is melachos that are asur because of refuah on Shabbos, and that's also only asur midrabanan. So first things first, the Torah tells us in Vayikra Parak Yud Aleph that v'zelechem atamei b'sharetz hasharetz al ha'aretz. It gives us a list of shrotim that are tamei, hacholet va'achbar va'tzav l'minei va'ankav va'koach va'altov va'chomet va'tin shomes. These eight shrotim alone are metame when they're dead. But other shrotim, they're nevela, their dead carcasses are not metame. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that when it comes to Shabbos, these eight shrotim are also unique. It's not only in Hilchus Tumah that they are unique as far as trapping them and as far as wounding them on Shabbos. Shmona shrotim amurim b'Torah, the eight shrotim that are enumerated in the Torah, had sadan, if someone traps them, v'achovul behen, or someone wounds one of them on Shabbos, and makes like a bruise, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv. V'shar shkatz muramasim, hachov ben pater, v'atzadan l'tzorech chayiv, shalal l'tzorech pater. All other shkatz muramasim, where the nevela is not mitame, like toloyim or nechashim, or akravim, someone who wounds them is pater, because they don't have any or, so when they're, the blood is trapped and it's not able to get out, the blood is not oker mimakomo, it will go back to the way it was. And if you trap them, letzorech gufo, for refua, you're chayiv, but not letzorech gufo, you're just trapping them that, so they won't hurt you, you're going to be pater, because that's melach shein shrich l'gufa. Chayiv ha'ov shebereshuso, if you have a pet chayiv or ov hatzadan pater, trapping them in Shabbos, you're pater, because it's as if they are pre-trapped. But v'achov ben chayiv, if you wound them, you're going to be chayiv. So now the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah, that all eight of these shrotim in the Torah have skin, and we're going to identify the Tana that agrees to our Mishnah. So midiktani, from the fact that our Mishnah about Shmona Shvatzim says Achovu Ben Chayiv, that if you make a chavala on them, that you're going to be chayiv. Mechaldi isluhu ar. That implies that they have some sort of outer skin, and that's where you're chayiv. Well, man Tana, who's the Tana that holds that way? Amr Shmuel Rabbi Yochum Benuri. That Tana is Rabbi Yochum Benuri Ditnan. Rabbi Yochum Benuri Amr Shmona Shvatzim Yeshlan Oros. That the eight shrotzim that are enumerated have oros, and since they have an or, their or is not metame like the basar of their nevela. But the rabbanon hold that they don't really. Some of these shrotzim do not really have or, and therefore the or is just like the basar and would be tame like the basar. And if you're chovel and those that don't have an or, you're pater like other shkatzim or masim that don't have an or. So Rav disagrees with Shmuel and holds that there's no machlokas as far as Shabbos is concerned, only as far as Tumah is concerned. Rabba Rafuna Amar Rav. Afilu Teim Rabbanan. We can even say that our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan, that hold that some of the Shratzim, the or is metame like their basar. But Adkan no pligi Rabbanan leid Rabbi Yochum ben Uri el inyan Tumah. The Rabbanan only disagrees with Rabbi Yochum ben Uri as far as Tumah is concerned, that their or is going to be metame like their basar. Tichsiv, because after the Torah lists the eight shrotzim, it says Eila hatameim lachem, and the hey in the word hatameim is extra lerabos shaorosehen kivisaran, to tell me that the or is metame like their basar. Avulin Shabbos afil Rabban modu, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, even the Rabbanan agree that they have an or, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for being chovel them. So ask the Gemara in your Shabbos lo pligi. Really, as far as Shabbos, there's no machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochum ben Uri. But Tanya, about the Brisa that tells us hatsod echad mishvana shrotzim amur b'Torah. If a person traps one of the shvana shrotzim, then it says in the Torah hachovel ben chayiv. If he wounds them, he's chayiv because they have or. Div Rabbi Yochum ben Uri b'chom omrim ein or. Ella, the or only exists for that which the chachamim had listed that the or is like the basar. So the Brisa is clearly mistaken, because you can't say that, you can't understand the Chachamim and the Brisa Kipshutam, because it sounds like they're saying that the Shratzim that the Chachamim listed in the Mishnah have mamish and or. Adrab, the ones that the Chachamim listed in the Mishnah do not have or. V'amrabai hachi kamer. So Abai says, no, here's what the Brisa means. Ein or chalak mi basar, ela l'mashe lo manu chachamim. The din of or chalak mi basar is only for the four shratim that the chum do not list in the Mishnah, the chol, the achbar, the tzav, and the tinshames, that their or is not metame kivisarim, because they don't really have an or, and that's why if you're chovel b'hem on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. But shratim that are listed in the Mishnah, that the anaka, the koach, the atah, and the chomet, the or is metame like the basar. So since they don't have an or, if you're chavul them, you're going to be potter. So according to that, it's a kasha and rav who says that the chum hold that you're chayiv on all eight shratzim for being chavul them, because the brisa says no, for these shratzim you're not chayiv for being chavul. So rav rejects Abaye's answer, and he's mitarits the brisa in a totally different way, and in his way there's not going to be a kasha at all. So how does he answer it? Amalei rav halamash shemanu chacham ka'amar. Wait a second, the Tana says in the brisa lamash shemanu chachamim, so you can't say that it means l'masha lo manu chachamim, ella amarava hachi ka'amar. Ein or metamik abasar, ella l'masha manu chachamim. That the Mishnah shratzim that are not listed by the chachamim, the or is not metamik abasar. It's dafkali in tuma that there is a difference, but in Shabbos there moda that there's a din or for all a shratzim, and someone who's therefore chavul them on Shabbos is going to be chayiv. Like Rav holds that the Chum disagree only about Tumah, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, the Chachamim are in full agreement. So Mechlal, Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, Hanach Nami, Telomanu Chacham Metamin. Sounds like Rabbi Yochum and Nuri holds that even those that the Chum did not list in the Mishnah, their Oros are Metamin like their Basar. Vaktani Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, Yomer Shon, Shrotzim, Yeshla, and Oros, Lo Metamin. Didn't he say that they are not metame like the basar? So apparently Rava's approach doesn't work either. So we're going to need another approach. But Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Amaravad Bar Masna, the third approach, on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis next time.